No, yeah, it's fine. Every time when I set it, it's okay. But for some reason, when I go into online, it resets it to this weird squash vision after blackout. I don't know, but whatever, it's fixable. It's just,
hey guys, welcome to the Left Side Podcast.
Oh, we start.
Oh, isn't there like music and whatnot?
There's no music this time. I'm gonna add it in later.
Put it in post.
Or I've already added it. Who are you people?
I'm Adam.
David.
He wasn't quite sure. and who else was that, Ryan?
Yeah. Yes. I assume that our five listeners know who I am.
All five of them.
Our five listeners, four of them are also podcasters.
I was going to start off the show by pretending to be Kermit the Frog, but I decided that Dave would probably kill me.
Kermit the Frog, you? Somebody who said it was
Kermit the Frog. I'd probably kill you anyway, just because.
On general principle?
Just because he's there.
What?
He's there and he bleeds. What more reason do I need?
And this is my assistant, Beaker. Say hello, Beaker. What the hell was that?
Kourtney Kardashian?
Yes! Yeah. Ooh, this actually feels really well with the analog stick.
That, I don't think they should saying such words.
But,
shut up.
Adam, now you're
make everything dirty.
Keeping us on track. I don't try to unlock. I guess we start this thing?
Well, we can all talk about what we did this weekend, because...
Oh.
You
know, I live a very sad...
I honestly don't remember what I did this weekend.
Three out of four people watched a movie this weekend.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, we were all together. Yes. My day...
Well, if you just mean watch a movie, I saw a movie.
Well, what movie did you see? We saw
Jack the Giant Slayer.
Oh, you did? Oh, that was number one at the box office. Or something,
yes,
I think.
Thanks to me.
Thank you. So you went to see it 4 million times.
Well, you have to take that million and divide it by however much 3D ticket sales are.
Okay.
Isn't 3D like $1 million now?
Yeah, about.
3D is too expensive.
Keep in mind, I also have to buy a child's ticket.
Yeah.
Well, 3D does show that the movie has promise. Like, they think that it's good enough for 3D.
No, that's a lie. They think it's good enough to trick you into paying for the 3D.
It's going to be in 3D. That shows no promise whatsoever.
Which one?
What's that?
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
How
does that even factor into this week's discussion?
Because it's G.I. Joe. It doesn't matter.
Real American hero. Bruce Willis is there.
What? Bruce Valanche?
Bruce Willis. All the trailers are kind of like, hey kids, it's Bruce Willis. Applause. You know what? Prediction. That movie, 5 times better than The Last Die Hard.
Ouch.
Oof.
Dude, you didn't see The Last Die Hard.
I know, I didn't see it for a reason.
I saw it.
Your thoughts?
I'm sorry, Adam.
Yes. It was, let's see how old we can get Bruce Willis to.
Yeah, but that's why I thought he has that movie Red.
Hello? Oh my god. It was really a waste
of time. Wait, is he in Red? I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I think so.
There's a bunch of old people.
Yeah, Helen Mirren, the guy that does the voiceovers.
John Malkovich, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's the guy that does the voiceovers.
Kitty Sprinkles. That's the best quote he may or may not have ever said.
I don't think he ever made a quote. Maybe in, like, newspapers or something.
Well, no, there was that one thing that was supposedly him saying that his face has been on so many things he hasn't actually said, and then he ended it with titty sprinkles. But I don't know if that was actually him writing it too, or just someone else making commentary.
Did you ever see a, it's a Morgan Freeman documentary, and Morgan Freeman narrates it. And it was like, when I was young,
that just makes sense.
It was like the first time I saw myself in the mirror, I became old. And that's how I remained.
Wasn't that a Family Guy joke or something?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm thinking that every joke nowadays is a Family Guy joke.
At this point.
One point or another.
Yeah.
At this point, what isn't?
Yeah, really.
Hey, like, Dave, the rough amount of technology is evident in Hyperstone Heist.
At this point, they should just rename Family Guy Run Into the Ground, the animated series.
I thought you were going to say Dead Horse, the animated series.
That was already taken by The Simpsons, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Hence, Family Guy is Dead Horse. Or Dead Horse Beatings, the animated series.
Ah, see.
Next on Fox.
That's called the Cleveland.
I'm actually surprised Fox hasn't tried the Dead Horse Beating series. Alright, who's got Foot and who's got Mousers? I'm okay with the ninjas.
Maybe you should tell your follower or your friend that, what you're doing here.
We're actually playing a game while... It's like a game night Let's Pretend podcast.
Yes, again. We are playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 1989 arcade game.
This was Gil's idea, by the way.
And a damn fine one it was.
You know.
So, what's on the
docket? It's just mindless enough that we can focus on the conversation while playing.
So, the docket is a box of brawl here. It's got 10 of them.
Yes,
and I can only pronounce half.
Do we have a box office section, like, theme song?
All
the time we don't even really go through it. We're like, here are the 10 movies, and we do like the first two, and then there's a tangent conversation.
Number one.
I'm actually going to have Adam do that again.
No, we'll not do that again. I can't remember. So first is Jack the Giant Slayer.
Which rock.
Which I have seen. And how much
ever?
A scale of 88 being okay, 5 being awesome, and 194 being stupid.
I don't understand Adam's system, so I'm going to invent my own.
Would it be like the F?
I'll give it a B.
A
on
B?
A standard grading scale. I'll give it like an 85.
Oh, okay. That's not as fun. Anyway.
it was decent. You could tell that they were chasing sort of that original Jack the Giant Killer bit, like giants.
You mean like David and Goliath?
Off, and like my kid like screamed and wanted to leave the theater, and I made him man up and watch the whole thing.
It was also
a PG-13 film. Like, they didn't actually show people's heads getting, you know, it wasn't bloody. It was a lot of implied violence. Like a giant would put someone towards his mouth, and you'd hear a crunch, and then see like a possibly headless body fall kind of thing.
It was
filmed creepily, but also very kind of family appropriate.
What was the rating? I think it was
PG-13.
Yes, PG-13. Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Brian Singer direct that movie?
I believe he did, yes.
He's not even pretending to be a guy who used to be a legitimate director anymore, is he?
Who is legitimate nowadays?
Yeah, that's
about
a better point.
Certainly not Brian Singer, that's for sure. I think
well,
it's
in the age
point,
of all the directors being owned by Disney, I don't know what to tell you.
With Brian Singer, I think it's safe to call The Usual Suspects a fluke at this point.
I think it's really easy to get off topic. Anyway, anybody? No? No one cares.
No, I didn't even hear what that
really
last
care
one was.
About a couple of these. Yeah. Here. You know, any thoughts for Last Exorcism, if anybody's...
You mean, is it really The Last Exorcism this time?
Well, no, there's going to be a... There's
The Last Exorcism
five
on Netflix, and I just thought, liars, you dirty liars. This, I know for a fact, is not The Last Exorcism.
Just like Friday the 13th, the final chapter wasn't nowhere near the final chapter.
Yeah. The final chapter for now or until we...
Or the final... Or Freddy's Dead, the final nightmare. He was neither dead nor was it the final nightmare.
Well, kind of.
Kind of,
wasn't
sort of.
Wasn't the next one Wes Craven's New Nightmare? So that one actually think.
You're forgetting Freddy vs. Jason. Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but Freddy vs. Jason could be argued to be non-canon. That's like the big crossover thing. The next, there has not been a true Nightmare on Elm Street since then. There was an out of universe sub-movie,
a crossover and a reboot.
Yeah, there has not been just Nightmare on Elm Street.
Fair point.
Six, seven will probably be seven, right?
Seven will be seven. Yeah.
So I actually have to go ahead and give them props for sort of sticking to their guns there. Sort of.
Kind
of,
on a technicality, yes. On a technicality.
Yes, on a technicality. Jason, on the other hand, they just flat out lied.
Oh yeah, completely. They blatantly fucking lied. there's like 10 of those, and like that was like number 4.
Yep. And not that it was in the title, but Michael Myers, they were wrapping that up like 3 times.
You mean like after the second movie when they went straight to
That would be the first time, yes.
That was the first time with the second movie, yes.
Yeah, then that was fan demand that brought him back.
Yep.
The third one, not necessarily a terrible horror film if you're just not looking at the title.
Yeah, I'm looking at the title, yeah.
Just as just like a thriller, like, it's alright.
Yeah.
Next, right. Yeah, we do. Let's go back to the actual.
Is Adam here? Is Adam the sheriff on these parts?
Yes.
In stark contrast to his persona in Game Night.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Now he wants to stay focused. After that stream of consciousness that was Game Night. Jesus Christ.
But that was fun, you know? It doesn't matter.
And this is about business?
Yeah, this is your business.
Okay, so
this is not pleasure.
Anybody have any thoughts on Snitch?
Other than the fact,
no,
it happened.
I haven't seen
the thing.
The Rock and another, yeah, no.
Escape from Planet something. That trails off here on my phone.
Planet Hollywood.
Is that the CG movie that I have not mentioned to my child exists?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're learning. Oh, Gil, you're learning.
If the commercials don't come up, they don't all have to be seen.
Nice. Flick, Gil.
And he's getting to an age, too, where he appreciates a live-action one. So if it's, like, you know, that or, like, Oz, I'll go see Oz.
You know, I thought that Silver Linings was good, but that's from female people. So, how about Die Hard? I would give that a solid B-.
67. I mean, okay, yeah, 62, I like that.
You know, like a 60 out of 100, D-.
Yeah.
A Good Day to Die Hard. I mean, like, you'll watch it, because Bruce Willis, but that's only the reason to do it.
It's a Die Hard in the sense that Bruce Willis is in it, and he says, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, and someone gets kidnapped, but it's all for money, and, like, people get shot. Like, sure, that's all there. That's really all I can say about it, though. It served no point. For God's sake, I actually kind of like the fourth one, so what does that tell you?
Yeah, that's depressing to hear, honestly.
The fourth one's not bad.
Isn't the fourth one diluted with his daughter or something?
Yeah. You can't compare it, in my opinion, but I think it was a decent film.
There is no comparison to the first Die Hard, really.
Not at all. First one's the best, and if you only had to pick one to watch, that's the one.
That's the one, yeah. You all cut of one person, and we all know. Well, do you have any thoughts on a Dark Guy?
I haven't made it up to see that.
Okay.
And realistically, I probably won't, but I was thinking about it.
I was thinking about it, too, because... I mean,
oh, no.
I call it, Insidious. Insidious, I was just like, how could that be even a good movie? It's PG-13.
It's just really, you sit in the movie as a thriller, kind of, what's going to happen, and that's really it. Nothing much.
And still a pretty good horror film. Thriller movie.
What was that one that, like, did you see a picture of some guy in the bushes, and they're holding up the picture to the bushes, and they put it down, and then the guy's in the bushes?
That was,
Because I never saw it, but I don't know, and Ted says Sinister.
Sinister, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I own that movie.
I had to borrow that.
Was it any good?
Actually, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, the trailers actually looked really scary. And I didn't see it because Casey basically was terrified of the trailers, and so we kind of like, whenever the trailers come on TV, we would turn the channel.
Actually, it kind of scares me if you do watch it and like it.
So, to be fair, do they explain, I totally got one of those, like, come on, white people kind of moments out of it. How do I insert a point?
You don't. It's game over. Yes, they limit your continues in multiplayer.
Funny.
But it says insert coin. I have coins. I got quarters right here. Hear him?
Well, you gotta just get into the Xbox.
He just set your head on fire.
Thanks, Gil.
So, in case, for our listeners at home, that game we were playing, Ted and I have been murdered viciously by a flamethrower wielding robot.
That's a Rockman, by the way, not a robot.
Rockman?
Isn't that like
silver?
It's I think it's general.
I think that's a
It's been so long since I've seen the cartoon, I don't care.
I know, me neither.
I was thinking it kind of looks like a robotic version of the Stone Soldiers or Rock Soldiers or whatever. So,
no,
I
really think it's
rock.
The general. The general of the rock people.
I give slipping away.
You guys have fun caring about that, right, you know?
Okay, come on, if nothing else, rescue Splinter.
Next time,
I'm trying, I'm working on it.
DVD releases Wreck-It Ralph and Red Dawn. I've never seen Red Dawn, but I've seen Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know.
Red Dawn is very skip.
Okay. I mean, Wreck-It Ralph is the best Street Fighter movie I've ever seen.
Red Dawn sucked, and the only reason it came out was because Thor and Avengers happened, so they were like, people like this Chris guy. It was actually filmed, like, years ago.
Oh no, isn't it fucking Hunger Games boy? The Journey kid, Josh Hutcherson or whatever?
Yeah, he's in it too. Yeah, you think they were chasing some of that Hunger Games money?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
That's the shortest.
But it was made before those movies that made them super famous, I think. It was just one of the. Kind of like Cabin in the Woods, where they made Cabin in the Woods before Chris was, like, super famous.
Yeah.
And it got stuck in, like, release hell, and then thankfully, the movies started doing well, so they went ahead and put it out.
But now that we've totally skipped over that, let's go to box office releases. Things that are coming out today.
Big Ass Spider is a movie?
That is a movie that's being released.
Is that and, like...
It's a trailer. No, it's not. It's worse. It's like a sci-fi movie. It looks like a sci-fi movie.
But is it one of those, like, sci-fi originals, Ice Spiders or something?
Something like that. Giant fucking spider and horrible CGI.
Rachno Spider versus Megaconda.
Oh, God. Is that, like, what was it?
Megaconda
versus Giant Octopus or whatever? The shark jumps and grabs the plane.
Sharktopus! Damn you, Sharktopus!
Let's see, then Oz and Powerful, which Ryan says that he's going to see.
I would like to see that, I would.
I wanted to see it when I first saw the trailer. And then, now that the trailer has been pushed down my throat so many times, I feel like I've belated it.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, that meant one
movie. How's the trailer been pushed down your throat? Does that just mean you keep going to the movie theater?
No, like, I watched Hulu, and, like, there's two commercials during Glee. And it's just like...
Well, maybe that's your problem right there.
Right there, just stop watching Glee.
Or, fucking...
Ted, you watch Glee? That I think we hit upon the source of your issues here, man. Don't watch Glee.
No, this was Glee. B-L-E-E, as in Bruce Lee. You know, that's... Yeah.
They're all about Oz the Great and Powerful and Bruce Lee movies.
Yep.
Every time there's a commercial on Hulu.
Oh, I see.
Hulu does commercials, and it's just, like, the same, like, one.
This Xbox interference, it sounded like he said Glee for some reason.
That's because he did say Glee. But
yeah. He really said
Dead Man Down, what is that?
Dead Man Down is a last
I'm so unprepared for this podcast.
No, it's the last ditch effort for Tessa Hart and Colin. It's like, let's put these people in a movie. Let's make the white guy the bad guy and the Scottish Irish guy the good guy.
Then the ABCs of Death, which looks to be abnormally abstract.
I wanted to see that, actually. I'm looking forward to that for a while.
You know, you can just download it on iTunes.
Yeah, I need to do that because, yeah, I've been hearing this for a while now.
Yeah, and then, that's it for box office releases today. Video game releases. Tomb Raider. Does anyone care?
I've never been into the series. It's never been a franchise I've been get into at all. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to give a new one a shot, but I know it's going to have the same problems that most modern AAA titles do. You know, with cutscenes and oversimplification of gameplay, et cetera. So
I did see a game review by Conan O'Brien. Actually,
for Tomb Raider,
Brian's reviewing games now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was on the Xbox dashboard. I didn't watch it though. I think it was of Tomb Raider, which I didn't care.
It was. It was actually funny.
Conan O'Brien reviewed the new Tomb Raider game.
Yes,
really?
He did. Mm-hmm. He's not a gamer. He reviewed it, and it was pretty funny. Yeah, he was amazed. It's like she goes through like this entire dirt stuff, like all the crashes and things like that, and then she climbs out of this little hole, and he's like, I'm really curious as how her top stays on through all of this. This is really funny.
For what it's worth, I do kind of like her new character design, her younger character design a little more than her classic one because yes. She actually looks like more like
an actual person. Yeah.
Yeah, an actual person. Yeah. That
you don't like pixels?
I've been kind of looking towards that over the years in general, but
yeah.
I kind of nailed it this time.
This time, yeah. That's the closest to a fuck I can give about this game is, she actually looks kind of cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a passable person.
Athletic those at home, we're not talking about the increase in graphical fidelity. We're just talking
about... No, we're talking about how she's designed. Yeah, how she's made to look. You know, she doesn't look like, She's a pair of boots that happen to have a body attached to it.
Skinny, not that muscular British lady of about maybe 5'5" with like triple E breasts because gamers.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, moving on. I'm going to skip a couple of these because no one cares anymore. Does anyone?
I care. Which ones are we skipping?
Huh?
I don't know if I care or not. What are we skipping?
Dolph Lundgren?
Hey, you might as well.
You're skipping Lundgren?
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren quote.
Alright, yeah, no,
that.
Somebody else read it. As Dolph Lundgren.
As Dolph Lundgren? I can't do that. No, I can do it as Arnold or something.
Why would you want to do Dolph as Arnold? That doesn't.
Because I can't make a Dolph impression.
I'll just read the fucking thing. Here.
As Dolph. Read it as Dolph.
I can't do Dolph's voice. Let me just read it.
I would have to practice.
Let
me throw in a Unisol movie. I got Punisher. I'll throw that in. He doesn't talk.
God. If he dies.
Oh, God.
He dies.
He dies. There will always be an exploration of new technology in things like the Avengers. I can't do it.
Yeah.
There will always be an exploration of new technology in things like the Avengers, which is a great movie, by the way. But I think certainly for part of the audience, if you fire 1,000 bullets and there's not a drop of blood, there's something wrong with that. Part of the audience wants to see real explosions and real fights and that kind of real machismo. And
he's more machismo.
Huh?
Is it machismo?
That's how I've always known it.
I thought it was machismo, but whatever.
Yeah, but the
machismo.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Can I do my devil's advocate thing real quick?
Go for it.
There was some blood, and it's arguable if there were real bullets in the movie.
What, the Avengers?
That's true.
This is analogy as blood. The aliens were shooting laser beams, and people were bleeding.
So were the aliens.
Wrong. Moving on.
But...
Doesn't Iron Man use Captain America has a machine gunner at one point in that movie, doesn't he? Captain America
no.
uses a gun.
No, he doesn't.
No.
No, shield all the way.
Black Widow has a gun. That's the closest you get.
Yeah.
So Captain America. Captain America. I don't know how I remember this, but Captain America commandeers some soldier's machine gun at one point in the movie.
I think that's in Captain America.
No, that's in Avengers also, if I'm not mistaken.
No. I don't think so.
No, in the movie, Captain America uses a machine gun at one point off of one of the invading soldiers on the shield hell carrier or whatever. There's a part where Captain America.
No, they were shooting at him. He's stuck up in that thing.
He grabs a machine gun and gets into a mini firefight with one of them. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think there might have been a part where he traded some shots, but he didn't hit them.
Yeah, no, he didn't hit anybody, exactly. Yeah.
Steve Rogers is a horrible shot, obviously.
The point being, okay, now we're getting stupid here. Dolph's point is sound.
You're the one doubling down.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. yeah, that's my fault. That was me being stupid. But,
the types of gunfights for the most part in that movie weren't the type of expendables fare for a direct comparison, and also there was blood to be had.
Yeah, but not, you know.
No, but his point is valid. I was being nitpicky.
Yeah. No, his point is basically a very succinct summation of something that I said in one of the previous podcasts, which is if you keep making all these movies where you dilute the impact of violence, then violence kind of loses all meaning in movies in general, and it becomes numbing after a while to see violence not depicted. When someone gets shot, when someone gets hit, they tend to bleed a lot more than is depicted in these superhero movies of the last 10 years.
I don't take his comment in and of itself to mean that. I think he's saying that there's a market for the other. I think the article is kind of misleading where he calls that trash talk.
It's definitely not trashing. He calls it a great movie. He's not trash talking it. No. I'll be happy to trash. Not trash talking, guys. But maybe take away some of the mass. Maybe not quite be so quick to.
You guys get carried away very easily.
Does, but still,
Avengers was a great movie.
See, Avengers,
Mr. Ryan Gill.
All right.
But
the next thing is Sam Raimi. He's talking about Evil Dead 4.
All movies can't be marketed to the same geek audience.
So what do you think about Evil Dead 4? Wow.
There's been talk of Evil Dead 4 since the 90s.
Wow, that was a smooth transition there,
dude. It's been talked about for so long. It's a vapor movie. It's one of those movies where, granted, at this point, we're getting the remake now, so, and never say never, but it's one of those movies where I'll believe it when there's actual,
movie.
I don't think I want to see an Evil Dead 4. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if Bruce Campbell's in it. I'll go see it.
No, I'm interested in what Gil has to say on this. Scott, no, please, by all means, elaborate.
I think this was when they were initially talking about an Evil Dead 4.
That was way back
then. But then they wound up doing the video games.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like it was dead. Then it was basically reboot or bust. And I was excited that the reboot seemed to be going in a positive direction.
Yeah.
I think the ship has sailed for Evil Dead 4.
You're right. You don't want to make a Dead 4.
Definitely. Totally agree.
Like Indiana Jones with an ancient Harrison Ford, and
I have with
Arnold Schwarzenegger again because
we're not talking about Indiana Jones ever again.
Let the sleeping dog. I'm totally with you. At a certain point, let sleeping dogs lie.
I love Bruce Campbell, but he's got a gut and he's got a good gig on a good TV show. We don't need to see him running around strapless shopping at S-Mart anymore.
Yeah,
it happened. It's awesome. We have DVDs.
No, he's the manager.
He's the manager now, and he's going around looking for
guys. Stop.
That's like Terminator 6, where Arnold comes back as a sous chef.
Let's hear the positive commentary to counterpoint my...
Fine.
All right.
I feel that history is showing that let's bring out these actors 30 years later, and I know I'm exaggerating slightly, but...
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, could not be more...
Die Hard 5? Hello?
As old men and have them do their action roles. It's like, no, that's a young man's game, and it's fueled only by nostalgia, and with the possible exception of, Lethal Weapon 4 because Mel Gibson wasn't crazy yet, and Expendables 1, it just doesn't work.
He was always crazy. We just didn't know that he was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they cut out all the Jew remarks in Lethal Weapon.
We didn't know. All right, it was an innocent time.
Let's skip a whole. Let's skip the next one and let people just watch that on their own. Because I know Dave probably watched that and went. I feel like I need drugs.
Are we trained in retro jump now? Really? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
I'll bail if we are. Seriously, I'm not.
I will throw this out here. I don't know what that is.
What?
What? I watched the. Yeah, I clicked on the video and I was like, I don't remember this.
I can't see the screen.
I'm ashamed to know what that is, only because I know people who live on Retro Junk and live on that shit, and just it's awful.
Right, it really was awful.
I just read I missed the next thing on the docket.
Yeah, did you guys fucking, they want Christopher Nolan to bring back Christian Bale for Batman in Justice League, and Christopher Nolan to direct Justice League, and no one gives a shit.
Nope, nobody. not a single fuck was given.
It's beyond just this group here. I mean, like, actually out in the world. Because
nobody.
I'll give them this much credit. It is a sensible thing. The one thing I couldn't comprehend is why they were saying, like, yeah, just so you're clear, this is going to have nothing to do with Nolan. And I was like, nobody wants another Batman in, like, 2 years, like, to meet a new guy. Like, if they're going to bother putting out a Justice League movie, people want, like, Christian Bale and Henry Cavill for Superman. Or, like, people don't want to meet a whole new cast of characters from movies they just saw.
Right.
I want to see a Christopher Walken Batman.
I mean, Superman, because we just had barely...
Two mice!
That was a few years ago, though.
Oh, now
I put this battery up my ass.
DC movies reboot
for 5 years.
I know. I'm saying that at some point they're going to need to solidify, and now is the time if they're seriously pushing a Justice League kind of thing.
Which I wish. Yeah. I hope this movie doesn't materialize. I hope it dies.
So do I. Just because it looks like, from everything I've ever read, from various news articles, it's like they're pushing this so hard that all it could be is a bloody piece of crap.
Yeah. They're trying real too hard. They're like that... I don't know. I'm not
sure. How is this any different from DC in the comics industry, where Marvel trailblazes something and DC is the old, out-of-touch white guy trying to catch up with
to be
Zumba.
Fair, a lot of times it's more the other way, where DC trailblazes something and Marvel's like, we could make that not stupid.
That happens too, I guess. I don't know.
But name a number of your favorite characters, and I could probably tell you a DC.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, you're right. There's a few examples that go that way too. But
this seems to be kind of the opposite, where they're. That's the thing, though. Is it just seems like such a. You can just see them trying to fillet you for your bank account, like Darkseid as a villain. How is that not? Oh, look, Thanos is going to be in the next Avengers. So
it's
about Justice League, where you pull all these movies together.
I think it goes back to what I was getting at before, when we were talking about Dolph before. Can we just, like, take, fanboys out of consideration for movies now and just have movies be,
No, because
movies carried to normal people at this point.
The nouveau fanboy is
the whole nerd
ruling
Hollywood thing. It's run its course a long time ago.
I think you're actually kind of espousing the opposite of what Dolph was saying.
What's that?
I think you're espousing the opposite of what Dolph is saying.
No. I didn't say.
The answer is thus cut off all of the others.
No, I didn't say Dolph was saying that. I'm saying expounding on what I was getting at when we were talking about that. I didn't say that's what Dolph was saying.
Okay.
But I was just building off of what I was saying when we were talking about that particular topic. But anyways. No, I don't know. I just don't think this feels like a bubble that's not meant to last, and it seems like not only that, but it just seems unhealthy. Like this, I don't know. It seems like Hollywood right now is living and dying on what the fanboy masses will shell out money for every summer. Like summer is like the linchpin. I mean, summer's been a linchpin for a long time now, even before all this. But I mean, more so now than ever before, Hollywood seems to be depending all of its revenue on what next big superhero franchise will break bank at the summer box office.
Oh, that's Hollywood. Superheroes are the trend right now. Remember when it was event films that everybody loved and now nobody gives a shit?
Yeah.
If someone were to pop in ID4 right now, would
the
channel?
Yeah, no.
Remember when that made a bajillion dollars?
Yeah.
Remember
when
it was about to come back in 3D?
Is it really?
It was, and then they squashed it.
Of course it is. I can't act surprised. Top Gun's coming out, like, very soon.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not saying summer wasn't always like this.
I feel the need.
It just seems like the escalation's getting so much worse now than even it was back then. I mean, at some point, something's got to give.
You get, like, two superhero movies in the summer. You used to get, like, your two event films.
You get more than
Deep Impact and Armageddon, like...
I think you get more than two at this point. I mean,
blockbusters, though? I mean, this summer, what do we have? Iron Man at the very beginning of summer, and then at the tail end, you get Wolverine.
There's more than that, isn't there?
Oh, well, no, Thor's summer. Not in the summer. Thor is November.
Yeah, I'm saying for summer.
When's the next Hobbit one coming out?
November, I think. Or is it the summer? Or?
No, it's got to be December time.
I think it's the same time as the last one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
Also not a comic book movie.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, good movies.
He got book out of that.
Comic yes. book, novel.
I'm sure there's a graphic novel out there somewhere.
Yeah.
What movie was that last one?
Desolation of Smaug.
Oh.
Yeah. So let's end this on a happy note. Did you guys see this video? The last one?
No.
Oh, realize that. I read the title. I couldn't bring myself to click it.
Well, I think you should click it right now. Just
figured I could picture it. Yeah, just click it. More or less happened.
I'm going to read it real quick. Okay, so real-life non-Batman takes in a suspect.
Oh, God.
That's
I'm looking at the still image of the video clip right now. This is already just...
Well, I don't know if there's a video
clip. Yeah, there's a video clip.
Well, there is a video clip. Oh, my God.
There is a video clip.
He is a nice, overweight Batman.
It is as bad, if not worse.
He's wearing a gray sweatsuit with the Batman logo on it, with underwear on the outside. And a cape and cowl.
This is pretty good. It reminds me of Batman scaled the in Britain. Batman scaled the walls for men's rights or something of one of the British famous people.
The hell did he just say?
Britain.
And so he's just
PlayStation.
I'm Batman, mate. Are you watching? You're actually watching.
Yeah, but it's going in clips and it's not like smooth. I'm done with this. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. I was done with it before my eyes had even finished reading the sentence.
Oh, come on. Wouldn't you really want a real life Batman to actually do something?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to get into this.
So
right
you
now.
Would not
I
mean, want a real life Batman?
No.
What are you going to do when you travel around the streets of, I don't know, Bridgeport or something?
Adam.
That's why I said it.
Oh, God.
You just don't want there to be a Joker. That's what it is. You don't want there to be a real Joker.
Having a superpower at the end of the day is money.
Well, there's a lot of rich people out there, you know, making bank off of...
How many of them are trained in ninja arts?
Well, there you go, yeah.
Well, you never know. I hear Mark Zuckerberg is pretty good.
To quote Matt Taibbi, most
just
of
because
are
he married a Chinese chick doesn't mean he knows martial arts.
She taught him. That's
is that what it is?
That's it.
It's his Talia al Ghul.
Yes. That's, yeah. Mark will find steroids and he will be the next Bane. That got really off topic. Anyway.
Alright. That's about it for right now, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright. So we're gonna end it this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds so sad. I know.
Do you have ending music?
I will.
You will?
I will.
You will, personally.
I
but
will.
We don't get it.
No, you don't get it.
No, we don't get it.
You don't get to listen to it until the podcast.
Alright.
Until you listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 days from now.
4 days from now.
Yeah. That's when you're going to listen to the podcast. Everybody else will be able to listen to it like an hour after I've edited it.
Okay.
You're going to wait 4 days.
I have to wait 4 days.
You don't have to. You're just going to.
I'm just
going
to wait 4 days.
I just know you.
Whatever.
You can just extract it from your brain meat if he wants to.
He could.
Yes. Yes.
But that's not where I keep it.
No.
It's not in my brain meat. It's in my ass meat.
Fuck. Right. And I put it in a USB.
Oh, my God.
It's not my USB port.
It's close enough.
I'm being probed again.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
I'll make a mouse or rock the house. I'll make a mouse.
Why, God? Why?
I'm done. I am taking off everything. I'm done.
I'm done too.